Thank you, Brother Ralph. It's indeed a wonderful privilege for us to be here. I appreciate the invitation, the gracious pulpit, such a great pastor as you have here, and our friend. I do want to say thank you for all of your kindness and hospitality that you've showed us and our church people that are here with us. And I pray that God will touch us this afternoon.
All right.
I don't know about you, but I feel my need of a fresh touch. We don't know how to have church without the help of God. Amen. Turn with us in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 13, and we want to read a couple of verses there. Run across this little, while you're turning in your Bibles there, a little article, while I get rid of these nervous jitters. I thought was tremendous, and it's entitled, "Is It Important to Aim for No Mistakes?" Is 99.9% good enough? I hear a lot of people talking about you can't be perfect, can't do everything just right. But the Lord wants us to reach for the top.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Well, I'm just average." I thought that sounded pretty good until I heard Paul Harvey say what the definition of average was, and I changed my mind. He said average is 1 degree above lousy. I decided I want to do a little better than that. Amen. But that question, "Is it important to aim for no mistakes?" was asked by to a consultant, Jeff Dower, of the Red Bluff, California-based QCI International. You see, he argued extensively for 100% accuracy. And to make his point, he said, if we had to settle for 99.9% accuracy, here's what we would have to be willing to accept. 1 hour of unsafe drinking water every month. 2 unsafe plane landings every day at O'Hare International Airport. The U.S. Postal Service losing 16,000 pieces of mail every hour. 20,000 incorrect drug prescriptions every year. 500 incorrect surgical operations every week. How'd you like to be one of them? 50 newborn babies dropped at birth by doctors every day. 22,000 checks deducted from the wrong bank accounts each hour. 32,000 missed heartbeats per person per year. And all of a sudden, the quest for no mistakes becomes very important. Very important. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, it's an old scripture setting, but I'm sure most of us are acquainted with it today. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, what did he do? What did he do?
He revived.
He revived. lived and stood up on his feet. Praise God. For just a little while, and I don't know who's supposed to follow me, so I'll try to keep it as brief as I can. But I want to talk to you about the power of the past. The power of the past. Amen. Memory is a wonderful thing. Hello. Now, it can be a haunting ghost from the past. Amen. It really can. I know a lot of people that would like to forget a whole lot of their past life. But memory won't let them. Every time something happens or they see certain people or somebody says a certain thing or calls a certain person's name, memories flood through their computer brain. And most of the times they are not good memories. There are sometimes we remember the things we ought to forget, and we forget the things we ought to remember. Amen. Memory can indeed be a haunting ghost of the past. Yes, it can. Or else it can be the most powerful tool in God's arsenal to awaken us. Amen. To our present need of the present day. Thank God. Amen. These verses of Scripture, I think, teaches us a lesson that we are sometimes apt to forget. Amen. The power of the past. The quickening, the invigorating, amen, power of the past. Every one of us has a past history. Most of us have good past histories. If it were not for some of our past, some of us would not be where we are today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us tonight, or this afternoon, on the power of the past for a nation, for a church, and for an individual. Help me here. Amen. We have the greatest nation on earth. I have not gone sour on America. Praise God. Help me now. A few years ago, they used to have a bumper sticker that you'd see on a lot of cars driving down the road. America, love it or leave it. Amen. I believe in America. I believe in the principles this country was established on. I believe. Come on here. I believe in the Constitution, amen, and the Bill of Rights that our forefathers gave us. This is the greatest nation on earth. Even with all of its ills and all of its shortcomings and all of its failures, come on here, amen, and all of its apostasy, it is still the best nation in the world. There is no nation on earth that has a history as good as America does. Amen. Do you see to a nation like America? Amen. A great past is an integral part of our, amen, everyday life. Amen. It's so powerful. It's so precious. Amen. That wise patriots, amen, and great men, amen, rulers, do all they can to preserve the history of America. Amen. Help me. Come on here. Amen. America has a history that we don't have to hang our head in shame over. Amen. Our forefathers saw in the future. Amen. And they put down in writing some things of admonition to encourage, amen, their posterity. Hey, amen, take every once in a while and look backwards and see where you came from. Come on here. Somebody say amen. If we in the 1990s, in approaching the year 2000, in just a very short time, amen, would take time to reflect on the history of our nation.
and to rekindle a fire. Amen. Come on here. That has been brought on sometime by demoralization. Amen. Of American culture, and we wonder where America's heading to. Amen. And where we're going to. Amen. What the destiny of this country is. Amen. I tell you what, if we would just reflect on what our forefathers told us and gave us this heritage, amen, let us rise with a fire kindle in our bosom and say, by the help and grace of God, amen, we can do better.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes I've heard people say that's got the same name, surnames of great men of our history in America. Amen. Why can't we do what our forefathers did? Amen. But we must understand that they had character. They had character. Even men that were not necessarily saved, but they were God-fearing men, had character. A missing quality. Amen. Come on here. A missing virtue for our present day society. Amen. They had character. Oh, if we could understand, amen, and reflect on those men's values and what God has brought us from and bringing us to, amen, we could understand that God again can rekindle, amen, the life that was in America and made her great. Come on here, somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I asked Brother Philip, because I had forgotten the man's name that came from France, and Alexis de Tocqueville, amen, came from France to America in the early years to see what made America great. Amen. He went into the industrial. Come on here. He went into the industry of America. Amen. To see if he could find out there what made America great. And he explored it. He went all over the American soil, into every hamlet, in every city. He looked into the government. Amen. Come on. Y'all listen to me. Amen. He talked to politicians. Amen. To find out what America great. He went into every facet of our civil life to find out what made America great. And when he went into our churches, amen, and saw the pulpit aflame with the fire of God and preachers anointed by the Spirit, amen, he said, if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. Amen. Hey, that's our heritage. Amen. I said amen. Let's look at some things that made America great. Amen. We have always considered human life valuable. Human life valuable. We're living in a generation now that'll kill you for a nickel. They consider human life valueless. Amen. 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 They have murdered 27 or 8 million, amen, of our unborn children. Come on here. Most of it under the convenience of their own lust. We consider life valueless. Amen. Amen. Do you understand that 27 million babies that have been, amen, aborted in our American culture equals the population of 13 states in its entirety? Come on here. Amen. The value of human life is what made America great in the years gone by. Amen. Be careful. Come on here. Come on, come on, come on. Be careful. We are heading for euthanasia. Yes, we are. We are heading for euthanasia. Amen. We are heading, amen, because it's a drag on the economy. Come on, come on. Amen. It's taking our tax dollars.
Amen. And we're taking care of our old and our infirmed in the nursing homes and the old folks' homes, and it's taking, come on here, and the politicians is going to rally to that, amen, and make it legal, amen. Don't you ever think that Dr. Kevorkian, amen, has not been a tool, come on, amen, in our present society, and he will help usher in euthanasia and make it legal, amen, to have doctor-assisted suicide. Amen. We are not considering human life valuable. Oh God, amen, would you throw us into a sepulcher somewhere? Amen, with our past, that we may sense again, amen, the value of our life.
Hey. Amen. We've always in America always considered a traditional monogamous family, amen, the most valuable asset in society. Ronald Reagan, president, said the family has always been the cornerstone of American society. Amen. Amen. A family begins when a man legally, lawfully, and biblically, come on here, marries a woman, and they two shall be one flesh. Amen. Any other, oh, help me, Lord, any other description of a marriage is unscriptural and illegal. Amen. Common law. Homosexuals, amen, lesbians, come on, just shacking up together, amen, is unacceptable to God. It has never been accepted before in American culture. Hey, we need to be thrown back into the sepulcher of our past and get reacquainted, amen, with the value system that made this country what it is.
You almost forgotten the words of common decency.
Amen. Forgotten description. God is opposed to the $4 billion a year pornography industry. It is destroying the moral fiber of not just the young people. It is culling from among our aged people. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Just recently, and I'm not going to tell you, amen, there's enough trouble running through people's minds now, but just recently, a church board, amen, had to kick a pastor out because he was eat up with pornography. Hardcore pornography. Come on here. Amen. And the sad story is it was a liberal church to start with. Amen. Help me, Lord. Can you understand that the pornography industry, amen, is aiming at our families, in our children, in our young people, in our daughters, amen, in our young sons, amen, to get them hooked. Hey, there was a time when America would have never tolerated such an industry in our society. Hey, let's get reacquainted, amen, with what our forefathers wanted to give us. I gotta hurry. Amen. What happened to the work ethic? The Bible tells us if a man doesn't work, he ought not to eat. We probably have the laziest generation on our hands that has ever existed. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Are y'all listening to me? I mean, amen. Do you understand that this nation of America was based on people working?
and laboring, amen, for what they got. Amen. Not a free lunch. Come on here. And incidentally, there is no such of a thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay for it. I said, somebody has to pay for it. Amen. Amen. We have, oh, help me, Lord. Amen. We have the same mentality that has slipped over into the church world. Amen. People want blessings without, amen, doing anything to obtain it. Amen. They want, come on here. They want a preacher to come by and lay empty hands on an empty head and say empty words and go away with all the blessings. Hey, amen, whatever happened to praying? Amen, until God brought glory and joy and victory in our own individual souls.
Amen. I'm talking about getting acquainted with our past. Amen. Amen. The Declaration of Independence said, quote, with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Amen. 56 courageous men signed their names and understood it was not just political rhetoric. Amen. Whenever they signed their name to that Declaration of Independence, somebody say amen. Amen. If they did not succeed, it was a hangman's noose that was waiting for them. Amen. Do you understand that 56 men signed that Declaration of Independence? Amen. They literally signed it with their own signature, realizing they were putting their names in blood. Five of them were captured by the British and tortured before dying. 12 had their homes from Rhode Island to Charleston sacked and looted and occupied by the enemy and burned to the ground. 2 lost their sons. 1 had 2 sons, amen, captured by the enemy. 9 of the 56 died in the war. Amen. Hey, these were not pirates. Amen. They were not poor, destitute, wild-eyed pirates. They were men of means. They were men of wealth. They were landowners. Come on here. But they had one thing in mind. Amen. They wanted freedom. They wanted liberty. They wanted to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience, and they were willing to pay for it with their lives.
Somebody say amen.
They considered liberty more important than their own lives and their own wealth. Somebody said to be free, to be born free is a privilege. To die free is an awesome responsibility. Now don't y'all fall out with me. In America, we'll either have a revival or we'll go under the rule of tyrants. We are at the crossroads in history, in the American culture right now. If history teaches us anything, it should tell us that this country of America right now is ripe for a revolution. Come on here. It is not just a race issue anymore. Help me, Lord. No, no, no. Amen. We are heading for trouble in America if we do not have a revival in American churches. Somebody say amen. Amen. There is a growing hatred between the liberals and the conservative mentality and ideology in American culture. They are pitting each other against each other. Come on here. The politicians are doing it. Amen. They're thriving on that. Amen. Come on. Y'all listen to me. On ideology. Amen. The talk show hosts, amen, are grabbing, amen, every straw. Come on. Amen. Don't y'all fall out with me. It doesn't matter whether you like them or don't like them, but they're foaming, amen, hatred at one another in America. And if the churches, amen, don't get reacquainted with our past and our history of the power of God moving among us, we are heading for trouble. John Quincy Adams said, posterity, he's talking to you and me, you will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. You will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That great, amen, intellectual man, Daniel Webster, statesman as well, said in 1851, "Let the righteous element in man's nature be neglected. Let him be influenced by no higher motives than low self-interest and subjected to no stronger restraint than the limits of civil authority. And he becomes the creature of selfish passion and blind fanaticism." Help me here. Amen. "On the other hand," he said, "the cultivation of the religious sentiment represses licentiousness and inspires respect for law and order and gives strength to the whole social fabric. At the same time, it conducts the human soul upward, amen, toward its author, amen, of its being." Hey, I want to tell you, amen, if we could get people to understand, amen, this old time religion is the best thing that ever happened to America, and return to our forefathers' principles, we'd have a national revival in America.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. The corpse of national life, the weak pulse, amen, of national thought, a nation that is dying by degrees." Say, we have even in America, amen, some of the carryover cultural material things of Rome. But Rome is dead. Help me here. We in America are greatly indebted to England. Amen. Come on here. For much of our, amen, culture, and especially our English language. There are a lot of things around us that we can trace certainly back, amen, to the mother country of England. But by and large, the English culture from Britain is a dead, used to be, has been. Somebody say amen. Our nation of America is over 200 years old. Amen. No nation on earth has existed longer than approximately 200 years. Amen. We are in great need, amen, of a revival in our country. And without that revival, we're going to die. Amen. If we can but touch the corpse of Elisha. Hey, amen. If we can but be revived. Amen. Our nation has got a great history and a great heritage. Amen. Oh, God, help us to get reacquainted. Amen. With our forefathers' principles and virtue and character. It's not too late yet. Amen. We need a revival in America.
And let's look at churches. Amen. To a church, our past is more important than the past is to a nation.
All right.
We must maintain that consciousness of our religious forefathers. Amen. Hello. and valleys.
Yes, sir.
Tied in, tied out.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
We, all of our churches have had various experiences in our lives. Amen. We're nothing unusual. We have had our days of depression.
Yes.
Church world has had our days of depression.
Yes.
Not only that, we in the church world have had our days of shame.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The church world has had its days of coldness.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, but can I tell you tonight, the church is the only entity that God said, hallelujah, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God did not make that promise to America. God did not make that promise to Rome or England. But He did give it to the church. Hallelujah. And He said, hell shall try. Hell will attempt. Hell will try to overrule you. Hell will try to destroy you. Amen. But I'm going to build this church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Ha 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 ha. Somebody say glory to God. I'm talking to you about the power of the past. Amen. If a church is struck with weakness, amen, and coldness, amen, and death, it must be quickened, amen, in the old way. Seek ye out the old paths. Wherein are the good ways? And ye shall find rest for your soul. We're not going to get life, amen, from the newfangled, amen, neo-Pentecostal, amen, experiences. Come on here. That has plagued our present day society. Amen. If we're going to have life, we're going to have to go back to the life giver. We're going to have to go back to what it was when we got saved. A life of separation. A life of holiness. A life of godliness. It will produce a revival. Somebody say amen. I told my church not too long ago, there are several age groups in every church, and every one of them seem important. I do not want to pastor a church without children and teenagers. I don't care if they're not even saved. I want young people in my church. Come on here. Amen. A church that has no youth, amen, will exist for a while, but it'll finally die. Hey, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want old people in my church. I want old saints in my church. Great God, I'm feeling better now. Hallelujah. I've been pastoring where I am for 22 years. We got about 30 of our church people here with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Since I've been there, I have buried, amen, between 35 and 40 of our aged people. Come on here. Amen. Y'all listen to me. I miss them old saints. Oh, do I miss them. God, help me. Amen. 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 You talking about supporting the preacher and helping the pastor. Come on here. They'll put their shoulder to the wheel and say, let's go on with it. Amen. They'll never complain. It's too hot or it's too cold. They won't complain. Come on, I'm preaching right. Amen. Whether it's too loud or not loud enough. Amen. They just want to go have church. Oh God, I told my church, I've got a church full of young married couples. But I told my church, these young married couples are the most critical link in my church. Right now, they are the most important. I've got some of them here today. Young married couples has got babies. Some of them's got children in adolescent ages.
Yeah.
Some of them's got early teenagers. They are the most critical, crucial important age group in our church. Don't y'all fall out with me here about what I'm ready to say. Amen. Teenagers are wonderful. I wished I had the energy of the youth. Amen. I'm not so old that I forgot what it was like. Amen. Just go and go and go and never wear out. Help me, Lord. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
But I want to tell you, amen, teenagers, ooh, help me here. Teenagers may look at some of our aged saints and look at some of them as heroes, but most of them will develop their own leaders.
Amen. You're talking to us.
A young preacher, come on here, a young teenage preacher can do more with a group of teenagers in the church than the old man can. Come on here, somebody say amen. I'm trying to get somewhere in this afternoon. Amen. But you see, that young married couples, they have got such a critical, important role to play. Amen. They must reach back and get a hold of those teenagers with one hand. Come on here. And reach over with the other hand and get a hold of the principles that our aged saints and preachers taught them. And if we lose this group, we have lost that group. This group is the link to the past. Hallelujah. And if we lose this group to worldliness, oh, help me, Lord. If we lose this group to modernism, if we lose this group to deadness and coldness, if we lose this group to death, hey, we have lost the oncoming young people that's coming behind them. This group, amen, must reach out and grab a hold of grandma and grandpa and what they taught us and what they, amen, said was important in life and say to the young, come on, amen, this is the way. Walk ye in it and we'll have a revival. The power of the past. Oh, God, help me. There's been a lot said, and I don't want to ride a good horse to death. But the charismatics are going to run their course. It is a fad that will pass. It will not and cannot survive. It is on death row. You can hear the death rattle every time it breathes. Woo! Come on here! Hey! Hey, man, but I want to tell you, there's still life. Amen. And the bones of that old prophet that's lying yonder in the sepulcher. And if we can just get a hold, if we can just be touched, amen, by the glory and the power of God, amen, that our saints had, amen, it'll bring us life again. It'll bring us revival again. Amen. We'll experience the joy and the power of God. Recently, and I'm so glad for what God's doing. Recently, JR, we've had another wave of glory in our church at home. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory. I got a couple in the church, and the wife and her children are here in this meeting. Amen. I was kind of looking for her. I don't see her right now. She's here somewhere. Amen. Amen. Wave your hand, Missy. Glory to God. There you are, sitting by my wife with her precious three little children. Amen. Hallelujah. A year ago, her and her husband, come on here. Amen. Had just kind of pulled back. Somebody say amen. Couldn't talk to them. Couldn't hardly preach to them. Wasn't hardly there. Come whenever it's convenient. Amen. Come dragging in late. Praise God. That's good preaching, Brother Savage. Amen. Running with some of the most worldly minded. Amen. That comes to church. Come on. Come on. Talk bad about the preacher. Talk bad about the church. Amen. Lo and behold. Amen. Help me here. Hallelujah. They've been on our prayer list for some time. And the minute time or two, Brother Andy, I just wondered about them. Have they ever got any hope for them? Hallelujah. But did you know that one day they got a hold of the past? Hallelujah. And the power of God fell on them in church one night. Hey, hey, hey. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. Amen. They got prayed through real good. And the glory of the Lord flooded their soul. Somebody say hallelujah. They come woke up one day and said that old gray-haired preacher's right. Somebody say glory to God. I never one time told them they had to do something with that television. That devilish thing. Hallelujah. But they knew what they had to do. He went home one Sunday night after church service and he couldn't sleep all night. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, said all he could see was that TV. Every time he shut his eyes, got up at 5 o'clock the next morning, said, Missy, hey, man, said, we're going to have to do something with that thing. And they hauled it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, man, guess who is the first ones at the church anymore on service night? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Missy and Johnny. Amen. Praying in the altar. Their children. Hey, 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 hey. Somebody say amen. Hey, 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 amen. Let's get acquainted with our past. Oh, God. Every Christian individual has its past. Sacred memories known only to the individual person. They remember how God moved in their soul. Somebody say hallelujah. Shady Springs last week. Whoo, that Randy Webb preached out of sight. He preached so good in the mornings, it just kept building and exploded by the time nighttime got there. I didn't have to do much preaching. Amen. I told the folks there, I said, has there ever been a time in your life where you are closer to God, amen, than what you are now? Has there ever been a time in your life that you prayed more than what you pray now? Only you can answer that. Amen. Has there ever been a time where the glory of God rolled in your soul and the joy of just being saved swelled up like a raging river inside of you and you couldn't hardly stop the praises from rolling out of the innermost beings of your soul? Say, amen, you are the only one that can answer that question. But I want to tell you, I want to invite you to get acquainted with the past. Amen, remember again what God done for you. And if you're dead, if you're sick, if you're cold, if you're lifeless, hey, amen, there is a power of God. Amen. I've got to quit.
Come on, preacher. You're preaching. Come on, preacher.
When Elisha died, they buried him. It's a coming in of the new year. I like that. Coming in of the new year. And the bands of Moab was running violent throughout the land, slaughtering, robbing, and stealing. It's a difficult time in the history, amen, of the people of God. A man died. The man, Bible didn't even tell us what his name was. It just said a certain man. Amen. Certain man. Amen. Some people, he mightn't have been a nobody. But I guarantee you, to his wife, he wasn't a nobody. And to his children, he wasn't a nobody. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. A certain man died. And they were heading for the cemetery to bury him. And they looked up and saw a band of men coming. And they thought that it was the Moabites that had come. Come on here. To plunder again. Amen. To rob and to steal from them. Amen. Didn't have time to dig out a sepulcher. Amen. Or dig a grave in the ground. Amen. They said, we're going to have to hurry with this one. Amen. Here's that old prophet Elisha. He believed so much in the power of God. Every time he got up, he talked about the power of God. Every time he preached, he talked about the power of God. Every time he came to town, he performed a miracle. Hey. Amen. Every time something happened in the church, amen, unusual, you can just rest assured that that old preacher was behind it. Hallelujah. Amen. They throwed a certain man in there. I want to tell you. We have come into a new year spiritually. The enemy of our soul has invaded our land from every walk of life. We are seeing its robbing, devastating effect. Our holiness churches is being robbed. Come on here. Amen. By people that want an emotion without a commitment. Amen. Amen. The enemy has come in bands. Hallelujah. I've never seen the like before in my life of trying to keep people in church and keeping them prayed through. Amen. You get this bunch prayed through and that bunch falls out. You get that bunch straightened out and another bunch falls out. It's a constant hassle. Hey, it is the Moabites that has invaded our land and they're stealing and robbing from us. Hey, man, we've lost some. Come on here. We have lost some, amen, just by the grave. Amen. They have flat out died spiritually. Amen. And we've had their spiritual funerals. Hey, amen. But don't give up hope. There is a God and there is a Holy Ghost. Amen. That sits on the throne of eternity. Hey, amen, and God will do again what he did in the early church. If you and I will seek for the old paths, wherein are the good ways, and God will stir us again with life. Does your church need life? There is a God. If you can get to the altar, come on here. If you can get to the altar, you're going to find out that God will do again in your heart what he did the first time years ago. I'm closing. I had a man ask me not too long ago, said, Brother Savage, I'm cold. I've lost the joy of the Lord. How do I gain it back? I said, you get it the second time just like you got it the first time.
Right.
Get acquainted with what God is doing. Get acquainted with the God of the Bible and what God done for the past, He will do for you.